Yeah, very good.
Good to see you. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, good to see you.
They traveled from all over the world to find answers 8 years after the lives of their loved ones ended abruptly in the sky over Ukraine. More than 10 different nationalities were on board Malaysian Airlines flight MH17. 196 of the 298 victims were Dutch. The plane departed from Schiphol to Kuala Lumpur when it was downed over a war zone in eastern Ukraine. The bodies of those on board and debris from the plane fell in a field near the village of Krabove. The court ruled that there was no doubt that the plane was shot down with an anti-aircraft Buk missile brought in from Russia and fired from a field controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Two former Russian intelligence officers and one Ukrainian separatist commander are held responsible for transporting the missile.
And the rechtbank kwalificeert de bewezen verklaarde feiten.
The court considered proven that the suspects conspired to purposefully and illegally bring down a plane knowing to cause mortal danger.
Anton Kotte lost his eldest son, daughter-in-law and six-year-old grandson Remco, traveling to Bali for vacation. Remco's backpack was all that came home intact.
For us is it very important to show the world, to show the Russians, see what you have done. You've taken the life of a six-year-old child. And now we are 8 years further on. And always I ask myself, what have they missed all these 8 years?
In the past 2.5 years, Kotte attended more than 65 court hearings, fulfilling a promise he made to his dead son to find the truth.
The judge stressed how immense the suffering of the relatives here has been for the past 8 years, with the bodies of their loved ones scattered in a field in eastern Ukraine, some for weeks. But even though those convicted have not attended the trial, they feel that justice has been done.
There was water in my eyes. Water in my eyes. And, well, it's unbelievable.
Law experts say the verdict was groundbreaking because for the first time a court ruled that Russia controlled, armed and financed the separatist rebels of the Donetsk People's Republic in eastern Ukraine.
This is a very important ruling. Even though this case was not about Russia, the court was very clear that it was about Russia. It was Russia that had overall control over the DPR forces. The book came from Russia, couldn't have been done without Russia knowing it.
Russia has always denied any involvement. The Russian Foreign Ministry has called the verdict scandalous, saying that throughout the trial, the court was under unprecedented pressure to impose a politically motivated outcome. Prosecutors and the three convicted men have 2 weeks to decide to appeal the verdict. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Schiphol.